Good morning, and welcome to the New Year's Day services at Zion Lutheran Church here in Lincoln. We're going to open our divine service this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, Let All Together Praise Our God.
Greetings in the name of our newborn Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday morning service of January 1st, 2023. At Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Ron and Janet Estel and Brian Featon. Our organist is Laura Thompson. The opening hymn is 389, Let All Together Praise Our God, hymn number 389, found in the Lutheran Service Book. Randy and Betsy Cash are sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God and thanksgiving for the many blessings.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I,
a poor and miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. And I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bloody sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in its stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue now with our responsive psalm, Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place,
what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of God you care for him?
Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor.
You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet,
all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field,
the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. To God on high. Lord God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant us the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the festival of the circumcision and naming of our Lord, is from the book of Numbers, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." This is the word of the Lord. The Catechetical Review. Do you believe that you are a sinner?
Yes, I am a sinner.
How do you know this? Are you sorry for your sins? What have you deserved from God because of your sins?
His wrath, his pleasure, terrible death, and eternal damnation.
The epistle reading from the letter to the Galatians, the 3rd chapter, beginning the 23rd verse. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter. At the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the gospel of our Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets.
And I believe in one Holy Christian and apostolic Church.
I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins,
and I look for the resurrection of the dead,
and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 382. We praise you, Jesus, at your birth. Hymn 382 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Sermon text for this New Year's Day is our gospel reading. At the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is New Year's Day, so it is definitely appropriate to wish the congregation a Happy New Year. Now, normally we would have a New Year's Eve service, not a New Year's Day service, but since New Year's Day falls on a Sunday this year, we opted for the New Year's Day readings in place of this Sunday's readings, or as an option for this Sunday's readings. Rarely are we able to hear about the circumcision and naming of Jesus. And another thing I guess we would ask ourselves is just why in the world does this coincide with New Year's Day? Well, as the text says, the rite of circumcision, according to Jewish ceremonial law, took place 8 days after the baby boy was born. January 1st is 8 days after our celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. So you've got 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 1. 8 days. So it is the celebration of the circumcision and the naming of Jesus today. The eighth day is also a day that is symbolic of new creation. New Year's Day is for us the beginning of a new year, and as far as the naming of Jesus goes, it's like when we say in baptism, it's a public announcement of the name of the child. In baptism, we ask the parents, how is this child named? And the parents give the answer, this child is named so and so. And so at the circumcision of a Hebrew baby boy, well, the name was also publicly given. Jesus' naming, though, is the public recognition of what exactly his mission is. His work is to save, and that's exactly what his name means. Jesus, or God, saves. Now, I found buried within this text three different sermons, so sit back. It's going to be a long morning. Now, there's Jesus' name, first of all. Who gave Jesus' name? God the Father gave Jesus' name before his conception. Who delivered the name to Mary and Joseph? The angel Gabriel was the one who delivered the name to Mary and Joseph. What does this name mean? It means God saves. How is God's name abused these ways in various and sundry ways? How should we or who are Christians in our life then bear the name of Jesus? How should we live out that name in our daily lives? That would be one possible sermon. A second sermon could be on Mary and Joseph as a model for all Christian parents, a model for godly parents. Their obedience to God is a model for each and every one of us. Their immediate obedience to God is a good model for all Christians to follow. Mary and Joseph followed divine direction without questioning the will of God and the ways of God. Children naturally follow what their parents do. It's often heard said, my dad does this or my mom does that, so on and so forth. And so Mary and Joseph were a good model for Jesus to follow when he was growing up. And we need more parents like Mary and Joseph. That would be a second possibility for a sermon. Today we're going to focus on a rather different topic, and that is of Jesus' circumcision itself, its why and its impact for us. Today we see Jesus, 8 days old, already suffering pain for us and in our place and shedding the first drops of his blood as he begins to fulfill the ceremonial law for us. And of course we are led to ask why. Well, this rite was a sign of a covenant between Abraham and between God, or Abraham's descendants and God, and was intended to remind the Hebrew people of their sinfulness. But as we all confess, Jesus was born without sin. So why did he need this rite, or so some people call it an Old Testament sacrament, of circumcision? Why did he have to go through what every other Hebrew male had to go through and undergo? Well, as St. Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5, I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. Jesus is now placed under the whole law for us. In our stead and in our place, Jesus is our substitute. How does that line of a hymn, weak hearts now be resolute, this man is Christ our substitute. What wonderful lines that we hear, that Jesus is our substitute. St. Paul also writes in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to do what? To redeem those who are under the law. What then is the purpose of this redemption? So that we might receive the adoption as sons. The child Jesus, God's Son, our Savior, was placed under the law, not because he was a sinner, but he was placed under the law because we are sinners. He was placed under the law in our place and for our sakes to redeem every one of us who is under the law. in his circumcision, the very first blood was shed by him whose blood would flow on Calvary's cross for the atonement of the sins of the entire world. So what a fitting beginning for our new year. It's not resolutions to exercise more or resolutions to eat better or be nicer or to save more money. We begin the new year by confessing that the Christ child whom we worshiped and adored 8 days ago really is the Savior and the Messiah whom we need. Today we remember that this Jesus immediately begins to place himself under the law so that he might redeem those who are under the law. We begin the new year in awe that the Redeemer has shed the first drops of his blood in our place and for us. It is then a blessing for us that Christ was placed under the law. And he is, as the fulfiller of the law, and because he is the fulfiller of the law, we are no longer required to keep the ceremonial law. As you can tell, we are not sacrificing any lambs on our altars anymore. Jesus was the final and the last sacrificial lamb for us and in our place. At the same time, though, Holy Scripture relates this circumcision to our baptisms. To be in Christ is not the cutting of the flesh, but rather it is the circumcision of the heart. Under the New Testament, baptism is a covenant between God and his people. In baptism, we are made children of God. For baptism works the forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and hell, delivers from the devil, and gives us eternal salvation. So Jesus, before he can even talk, assures us that he is the Savior of the world, that he is willing to suffer and die for our sins and to redeem all of humanity from its iniquity. And since we believe that Christ fulfilled this part of the law for us and on our behalf as part of God's plan for the redemption of the world, then it follows that we who are the ransomed, we who are the circumcised in the heart, ought to consider our lives today. We must consider how we're going to live our lives out as the redeemed people of God, those who are ransomed by Jesus. Jesus did not redeem us from our sins to give us license to continue to live in sin. The opposite is true. We are to put off the works of darkness. We are to put off the lusts of the flesh. We are to live as new creatures. Will living this way in the new year be easy? No more easy than it was last year, which means it's going to be difficult and it's going to be hard to do. It never has been easy. In this side of heaven, it never will be easy. We know that Satan, the old dragon, will do his darndest to ensnare us in his power, to seduce us into doubting the truth of the Scripture, and to get us to doubt the faithfulness of God. He wants to confuse our minds into believing the very opposite of what God has taught us. With the mighty changes going on in our world today, in politics and economics and the social world, and the insidious attacks being formed and put into action against the Lord and his church, we do seem to have every reason to fear the coming of the new year. Yet with Jesus as our Savior, our shield to protect us and to lead us on to the final victory over the lies of the world, the final victory over the father of lies, and our victory over the forces of darkness, we need have no fear of the new year. Indeed, we have no need to fear any part of our future. For the Lord has redeemed us. And the Lord has given us his kingdom. Blood has been shed, and we will follow along in the church here. We will walk behind Jesus as his disciples through the entire liturgical calendar. Then what of 2023? Well, we can count on him who bore the burden of sin for us in our place and because of our sin. We can count on him as our Savior. And so we all ask ourselves the questions. Will we be found faithful this year? Will we be found as those who live in the shadow as we should, live in Christ's shadow as we should? Will we who are saved from the burden of the law follow Jesus and keep his commandments as proof of our loyalty to him? What about the 365 days of the year, 52 of which are Sundays? Will our hours of work be done to His glory? Will our leisure hours be spent in conformity to His will? Will we strive to overcome the enemies of our souls, or will we dance with them? Will we fight them, or will we declare a truce with them? Of course, there is no flag of truth in the fight of faith, so we, in this new year, swear allegiance to the cross of Jesus Christ. Let us then enter this new year determined to fight the good fight of faith, determined to live our lives as lives of those who are redeemed. Let us live this year true to God's Son, who was put under the law for us. And let us call others to come and join the redeemed, the saved, the children of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now rise for the singing of the offertory.
Are sharing in the morning worship at Zimers and Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 a.m. or over WLLM 1370 a.m. or WLLM 105.3 FM, or on Facebook Live, or on the internet at www.clclinc.org. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for prayer. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, your compassions never fail and your faithfulness is great. Abide with us, O God, throughout the coming year. Be our guide, our strength, and our help in all things. Lord of hosts, look down from heaven, and in grace behold and visit your church. Preserve among us your saving word and sacraments, to the maintenance of the true faith among us. Look graciously upon our nation and all the nations of the world, blessing them with peace. Grant to all in authority wisdom to lead and govern in such a way that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in godliness and honesty. To you, Almighty God, we commit our nation, our church, and our families. With your grace and mercy, preserve us whole, both soul and body, blameless upon the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we bring before you this day our school and its teachers and families. Cause our school to be a refuge and a bulwark from the world, where students will hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and through such faith come to lead godly lives to the salvation of their souls and the living out of their love for their neighbor. Lord, in your mercy. God of all compassion, as the holidays wind down, many will once again experience the loneliness of empty houses. We pray you to be a constant companion to those who are lonely and isolated, so that in quiet days and nights they may find solace and comfort in the knowledge of your loving care. Lord, in your mercy. O Christ, as we prepare to receive the sacrament of the altar, grant that we approach your table conscious and repentant of our sins, and with true faith in the real presence of your body and blood, in with and under the bread and wine, so that we may receive this most holy sacrament to the salvation of our souls and to the maintenance of holy living. In your sacred name we ask and pray all these things. Amen. We continue now with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you. Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith into life everlasting. Depart in His peace. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and grant thee His peace. We conclude our service looking forward to Epiphany with the singing of As With Gladness, Men of Old.
The closing hymn is number 397, As With Gladness, Men of Old, hymn number 397 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
Just a couple quick announcements. There is regular Sunday school today, but there is no youth group this evening. Also, I know my heart is racing and joyful and full of happiness for school starts tomorrow. Right, Aiden and Colton? Yeah, and everybody else, Amelia. Oh, so looking forward to getting up at 5 a.m. and getting ready to go to school. And speaking of school, the candidate or Dr. Perry, who has received the call to serve as our principal, is here visiting this morning. He's brought his wife Jennifer with him. We welcome them as our guests this morning. They're sitting with John here in this pew this morning. So if you get a chance, introduce yourself or at least say hello. Welcome him to Zion and pray for him as he considers his call to serve our school as its principal. I also see Megan Clem back here. She probably has a few words to say about Pancake Cake and Sausage.
Of course I do. We are 1 month away from Pancake Cake and Sausage, so you're going to get tired of hearing from me, and I apologize. But we do have some Zion students that are out in the foyer selling Pancake Cake and Sausage tickets. We've got both adults and children's tickets. I also do have several order forms for the meet. We are doing pre-sale only for a guarantee for the meet. And then we also have a couple of opportunities to help offset the cost of the whole meal with cost sponsorships and then sponsorships and placement sponsorships. So if that's something of interest to you, please come out and see me. Thank you. Oh, yeah, that was something
more. February 1st.
Oh, yeah, February 1st, thank you. That's his thing. February 1st is sausage stuffing at Atlanta, so put that on your calendar for February 1st. So John's in charge of that one, so any questions, anything like that, get a hold of him.
May the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out in this new year and from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.